The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Millions of Thais voted in a much anticipated general election. In fact, it was the country's first general election in 8 years. But the outcome of the election is still inconclusive, as the announcement of the official results has been postponed until later today at 2 p.m. in Thailand. They're an hour behind us, so that'll be 3 p.m. here in Singapore. A pro-military political party in Thailand has taken an unexpected lead, trying to get Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha to return as premier. These are, of course, unofficial results. But what we're hearing is that, you know, we've got more than 90% of the ballots counted. The Palang Pracharat Party has gained 7.6 million votes. That's 500,000 more than the opposition Per Thai. But Thailand's state broadcaster MCOT, using preliminary tallies, showed that the former ruling Per Thai Party had performed the best at the constituency level, winning 124 seats. It was trailed by the military-led Palang Pracharat with 95 seats. The country is now set to contend with fraught power negotiations and a deeply split parliament. So to give you a bit of background, Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha is the army chief who led the 2014 coup, and that was backed by the royalist and military elite. The main opposition, the Per Thai Party, is linked to exiled former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat. That drew support from the rural poor, and they've won every election since 2001, only to be unseated by coup or the court. Now, the Thai political system comprises 500 elected members of parliament, 250 senators, largely appointed by the junta. Parties had to secure 376 seats to form a government. We're going to get some analysis, and joining us on the line is Associate Professor Antonio Alarapa, Head of Security Studies Program at SUSS. Prof. Antonio, how are you this morning?
How are you? How's it going, Mr. Banker?
Very good, very good. It's going to be quite an exciting start to Monday. Let's talk about the political system in Thailand. Very much different compared to here in Singapore. Could you briefly explain how does the PM get elected in Thailand, and then what do we need to form a government?
Okay, the Singapore system is a unicameral system. It's only got one house, but the Thai system is bicameral now, which means it's got two houses, the upper house and House of Representatives. House of Representatives is basically, there are 81 political parties, right, in the election fray. But the Senate, which is made up of 250 candidates, is basically all appointed by the military junta. So it's a shoe-in win for the incumbent Thai government under the flag of Palang Pracharat.
And at this time, I mean, we're not getting official results, no clear winner. Is this a surprise? What does it say about the sentiment in Thailand at the moment? Or is it really just because there's just so many, a record number of turnout for this election, the first one in 8 years?
The interesting thing about Thailand is that no matter what goes on, even if there is a massive protest with bloody riots as in 2010, the Thai economy, the Thai baht, remains fairly stable. We look at the Thai stocks today, it is fairly stable. So in other words, this election outcome, the so-called impasse, is really a win for the incumbent Thai military junta fronted by Palang Pracharat's leader, who is the self-appointed prime minister who overthrew Ingrat Sinawat in 2014. So at one level, you can see that the military junta has in fact established a kind of legitimacy. It has legitimated itself because it has allowed 81 different political parties to take part at the constituency level. Yet at the same time, it has also ensured that it remains in power. And there were no riots. Apparently, there are no reports of deaths, injuries, or threats of political violence. In fact, if we look at it carefully, some political analysts or political scientists in Thailand believe that, in fact, this is a kind of referendum, which is not a misunderstanding of the entire process. Okay. What we have now, in fact, is a win by the people. Why? Because now the Pue Thai, which although has won most of the seats at the constituency and the party list level, or many, at least 29 at party list level, have in fact established greater bargaining power. If it were to combine with Future Forward, Bum Jai Thai, and the, of course, opposition, former opposition Democratic Party, they would form a sizable majority that cannot be ignored by the Thai junta. So in the end, this sort of impasse is really, and predictably, a win for the people.
This morning, we're hearing the thoughts of Associate Professor Antonio Al-Rapat. He's the head of Security Studies Program at SUSS. So in terms of a timeline, we know we're getting results 3 p.m. Singapore time, but what's likely to happen next from here on in, perhaps even for the next week?
It's very clear that eventually the Palang Pachirat leader, Prayut Chan-o-cha, the incumbent prime minister, will in fact seek the royal assent from King Rama the 10th, Jeralongkorn, to form the next government of Thailand. And it will be business as usual. Tourists will be pouring to Thailand. Everything will be back to normal. And the military junta now has to face the problem of having to bargain with a sizable opposition representing the people. Because the party list shows, in fact, the proportional representation is more democratic than the direct elections at the constituency level. And even the new Future Forward, in fact, represents the future that is slowly forming and will form by the next general election led by the Thai billionaire, very young 40-year-old billionaire, Tana. He is likely to become a major player in future. This is all very positive news for Thailand's democratic evolution.
Actually, you're talking about this Future Forward Party. They climbed up a lot in terms of opinion polls, and that surprised a lot of skeptics. You know, they thought its appeal to young, social media savvy voters had little resonance among the grassroots. But why else do you think it's gained in popularity?
I think that's a good question. It's in fact gained a lot of ground among the younger, newer voters.
Yeah.
I think there at least 27 million new voters aged 21 and above who have participated or who are participating in Thai elections for the first time. In fact, this is a very positive sign because the participation rates are very high. So a high voter turnout means that people are willing and able to access places where they can, or at least the government has provided access, the Elections Commission has provided access to allow for democratic voting. And it's in the open. There have been no complaints so far about election fraud, ballot stuffing, ballot box stuffing, stuff like that. I said that Future Forward Thai billionaire, the leader, will definitely be able to play a major role, but he might face criminal charges because of statements that he made in the pre-election process. He made these comments before he was allowed to make them, and the comments that he made could be quite damaging to himself and this party, but he's rich enough. In Thailand, if you're rich enough, you can do a lot of things. We should go visit Thailand one day, and I will introduce you to the politicians that I know.
That is a trip that I will take you up on, Professor Antonio. Speaking with Associate Professor Antonio Al-Rapa, Head Security Studies Program at SUSS. I know the elections are over already. We're waiting for results. But could you remind us some of the key issues that Thai were worried about going into this election? I suppose fraud would have been one of them, right?
Suddenly, three other key issues, I would say, would be the legitimizing and entrenching of the current military junta that took power undemocratically in 2014, has remained in power for the past 4.5, almost 5 years. And in fact, they have established their credibility because millions of people have actually voted for Palang Pracharat, led by the incumbent prime minister. So people seem to be willing to vote for him despite him having appointed himself as prime minister. Interestingly, the main reason why Yingluck Shinawat was removed from power was because, with the king's agreement, of course, was the old king, was because of the rice scandal, you see, rice subsidy scandal. Yeah. And the farmers, the backbone of this predominantly agricultural country, depend heavily on government subsidies. And because she failed to pull through this rice subsidy policy, therefore she lost the ground level. So there's, you know, all the goodwill established from 2001 to 2006 had been lost. The second important issue, I think, is corruption. It is not clear to me, at least also from my friends in Chiang Mai, Chiang Rai, Konkan and Bangkok, whom I'm in touch with the whole of this morning and last night. Political scientists believe that there's been little or fewer reports of vote buying, very few allegations compared to previous election. The third and perhaps final point is that I think over the next few weeks, we will see a tension develop between the significant support for the opposition, Pui Tai, Future Forward, Bun Chai Tai, and Democrat, if you wish, and the military junta, on the other hand. The military junta, of course, will appoint Prayut Chan-o-Cha to be the next prime minister. Once the king gives the assent, he'll become the next prime minister. And in the next 3 years, he has only one job, to ensure that there's stability and to find a successor.
I suppose then, and just to quickly wrap up, Prof. Antonio, with regard to the Palang Pracharat Party, you know, now with reports saying that they're taking the lead, I suppose that represents some form of political stability then?
Well, I think it reflects a certain degree of democracy. You know, they're going to give you a little sandbox and you can play within those OB markers. You can stay within the sandbox and you can control the whole sandbox, but you can't control the entire sandcastle.
Okay.
What has happened is that no matter what Pui Tai does, even if it wins all the seats, which is now not possible at all, it will still have to deal with the fact that the entire Senate is controlled by the military junta.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your thoughts this morning. I've been speaking with Associate Professor Antonio Alrapa, Head of Security Studies Program at SUSS. Prof. Antonio, thanks a lot. Have a good week ahead, yeah?
Yeah. You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.